36. The Perfect Human Sentiments and Virtues. Monday, November 23rd. You should all be very happy and thankful to God for the great privilege that is yours. This is purely a spiritual meeting. Praise be to God. Your hearts are turned to Him. Your souls are attracted to the kingdom. You have spiritual aspirations, and your thoughts soar above the world of dust. You belong to the world of purity and are not content to live the life of the animal, spending your days in eating, drinking, and sleeping. You are indeed men. Your thoughts and ambitions are set to acquire human perfection. You live to do good and to bring happiness to others. Your greatest longing is to comfort those who mourn, to strengthen the weak, and to be the cause of hope to the despairing soul. Day and night your thoughts are turned to the kingdom, and your hearts are full of the love of God. Thus you know neither opposition, dislike, nor hatred, for every living creature is dear to you, and the good of each is sought. These are perfect human sentiments and virtues. If a man has none of these, he had better cease to exist. If a lamp has ceased to give light, it had better be destroyed. If a tree bear no fruit, it had better be cut down, for it only cumbereth the ground. Verily, it is better 1,000 times for a man to die than to continue living without virtue. We have eyes wherewith to see, but if we do not use them, how do they profit us? We have ears wherewith to hear, but if we are deaf, of what use are they? We have a tongue wherewith to praise God and proclaim the good tidings, but if we are dumb, how useless it is. The all-loving God created man to radiate the divine light and to illumine the world by his words, action, and life. If he is without virtue, he becomes no better than a mere animal, and an animal devoid of intelligence is a vile thing. The Heavenly Father gave the priceless gift of intelligence to man, so that he might become a spiritual light, piercing the darkness of materiality and bringing goodness and truth into the world. If ye will follow earnestly the teachings of Baha'u'llah, ye shall indeed become the light of the world, the soul for the body of the world, the comfort and help for humanity, and the source of salvation for the whole universe. Strive therefore with heart and soul to follow the precepts of the blessed perfection, and rest assured that if ye succeed in living the life he marks out for you, eternal life and everlasting joy in the heavenly kingdom will be yours, and celestial sustenance will be sent to strengthen you all your days. It is my heartfelt prayer that each one of you may attain to this perfect joy.